For KBIA in Colombia, I'm Ryan Femuliner. It's Ramadan, the holy month in Islam, so Muslims around the world are fasting. But the holiday is largely about community, which makes it a challenge to celebrate during quarantine. Reporter Kelly Knoyer asked Colombia's Muslim community about how they're celebrating the month despite coronavirus.
Ramadan is the ninth and holiest month in the Islamic calendar. It's a time for fasting, prayer, and community.
During the day, we rest, we prepare for the night. Basically, we are more active during Ramadan than during other months. We feel we are more productive in Ramadan.
That's Shakir Hamoudi, one of the imams at the Islamic Center of Central Missouri, the mosque here in Colombia. He says coronavirus has had a big impact on typical celebrations.
If this coronavirus was or were not here, we would have done it differently, just like any other year.
Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset during Ramadan, so in a normal year, the whole Muslim community might come together for the evening meal at sunset. It's called iftar, the breaking of the fast. And since Mid-Missouri's Muslim community is very diverse, so is iftar.
Food from varieties of ethnic groups, you know, from India and Pakistan to Bangladesh to Middle East to America to Bosnia. I mean, it is just a rainbow of really a variety of foods.
The usual gatherings aren't possible, so families are eating their meals in their homes instead, says Imam Misbahu Ali Misbahu.
We miss being together, but still we are connected through online.
The imams are keeping spirits up and worshippers engaged with daily prayers and lectures, but it's hard to go without the community iftar. The meal was an opportunity for community, but it was also a chance to feed those in need and those away from family.
So what we used to do is we would bring food to the mosque and there would be a setup for dinner, you know, breaking of the fast and the dinner.
That's Hina Sayed, a longtime volunteer at the mosque. She says typically 250 to 300 people come to the mosque for weekend dinners during Ramadan, but weekdays are for taking care of single people in the community. To replace that, the mosque is providing meal boxes with ingredients.
Flour, 5 pounds of sugar, you know, a big bottle of oil, you know, so various things like that. And, you know, people can use it as long as they have it. And then if they need to come back, they can come back, bring their box back, and we will refill it again for them.
Sayed says this coronavirus has been a blessing and a curse. Though she misses seeing friends and praying at the mosque, she's getting to spend more time with her family.
We are cooking together. We are, you know, praying together. We are talking and just dealing with a lot of the spiritual, you know, spirituality that goes on this month and a lot of volunteering.
Imam Hamoudi says the coronavirus is a test of patience and we're living in historic times.
It's a different life. I don't know how historians will write about it, but I am sure it is unique.
Still, he says we can overcome this pandemic together with cooperation and patience.
Respect one another more and not to take advantage of one another and give enough space to others and extend the hand of mercy to others who are less fortunate in the society. And the hope is that God, with his capacity and power, will extend a hand of mercy to all of us.
For KBIA News in Colombia, I'm Kelly Knoyer.